those early stops inside the red zone you guys were?
You know, just playing good red zone defense. You know, we talked about making teams kick field goals. You know, Peterson had a big run to their first drive, but we were able to hold them to a field goal. And especially in those first three possessions, you know, that was huge, because you think about it, you know, we end up going into the halftime, I think, up, 10-9 or whatever the score was. You know, that was big. Those were big stops in the beginning.
What changed in the second quarter? Because they were able to move the ball till the red zone, then second quarter they couldn't move the ball at all.
You know, man, that game was such a blur. I can't even remember what happened in the second quarter. But I think, you know, we tackled better. We're able to get them in some third down situations. I think at one point they were 0-for-5 after that initial third down conversion. They were able to get they quick snapped on us when we were trying to come with a blitz, and they snapped the ball quickly, and we weren't able to get our pressure there. You know, from there, we knew what their game plan was as far as going quick snap on third down. So we switched up some things where we were able to do. Lorenzo was able to come up with the fumble or interception. I don't know what they end up crediting. But I think Perry got some good pressure on the end. You know, so we're just mixed up what we were doing.
You mentioned what Lorenzo's been able to do. I mean, how big was his speed and all his impact on defense today?
Yeah, you know, he made some great plays for us. He's a very explosive player. You know, losing the weight, being down to whatever he is right now, in the 240s. You know, he still is a strong player with pass rush ability. He's able to run. They were able to run some games, him and the defensive lineman. He was able to get penetration, chase Ponder down. I mean, he's the one-man gang. I call him Jeezy, OMG.
London, how else besides Lorenzo were you guys able to generate some more of that pressure to kind of put, you know, some more heat on Ponder, as we had talked about throughout the week?
Yeah, you know, thinking back to last week's game, we went to more three-man rush, you know, and we wanted to play more coverage, drop Aiden back in coverage, you know, when we were facing Atlanta. And because they had so many weapons in the passing game, you think about it, they had Roddy White, Julio Jones, Tony Gonzalez. You know, those guys are going to be a handful to deal with in a passing game. So we decided we just rush three in the coverage, three men, and drop eight in the coverage. But this week, you know, we decided we weren't going to do that. Go with some more four-man pressures, even five-man pressures, things like that, and six, seven-man. You know, we came with a even some six-man pressures, you know, things like that. Just kind of trying to mix it up as far as what we were doing. You know, we weren't going to sit back in coverage this week.
How big was Robert's run right there,
Doug? Man, it's a difference in the game, because you think about it, at that point in time, I think we were up 5 points. Third down, you know, still three minutes left on the clock, or 3+ minutes. A lot of time left. They had timeouts. And I had a great view of everything, watching the play develop. You know, when I saw the lane part, and he was able to get past that first initial tackle, and then on the sideline guy tried to get him. And from there, it was just like, wow. You know, I'm watching him run down the sideline, and it's really like he was just in a 400-meter run and just as relaxed, you know, as you want to see. You just saw him, his long stride, and I'm just really just like, wow.
Going to slide at first?
No, not. You know, and the thing about that, and with him, with a guy who has the ability to make plays, you have to just allow him to trust his instincts on when he can make a play, when he can make a guy miss, things like that. And, you know, right there, he knew he had an angle on a guy. I mean, it was just an opportunity, you know, to make a play, and it was a huge play, really the difference in the ball game.
Some of the guys talked about how contagious Robert's energy is and how positive he is. Do you feel that at all? Do you see that?
Yeah, you know, one of the great things about youth is you don't know. So he doesn't realize how hard it is to win in this league, and he's just been phenomenal. He doesn't nothing's been too big for him, you know. Really, I mean, he's just going out there and really having fun. I wish I could have as much fun as he does playing the game, you know, because he's just really just going out there carefree, just making plays like he's on the sand lot, high school, whatever the college may be, and it's great to watch.
London
statistically, this defense is not one of the highest ones, but when you get defensive touchdowns and when you can hold teams to those field goals, are those numbers kind of deceiving at times?
You know, I put it into a situation like this. I've been on, you know, top-ranked defense a couple of times. We finished when I was in Buffalo. We were number two-ranked defense twice, didn't make the playoffs. Since I've been here, you know, we had a couple of top 10, I think two or three different defense that were ranked top 10. Think only one time we made the playoffs. Our highest rated defense, we're number four, never made the playoffs. So, you know, I think statistics are, you can look a lot into them, but at the end of the day, only thing that really matters is winning and losing, and you find ways to win. You know, we gave up a lot of yards today, but if you really looked at that game, that wasn't a situation where we didn't play. We played some great defense today. You know, last drives, we kind of got into some soft-type defenses, giving up some short catches and things like that, wanting them to eat up clock and things like that. So, you know, they end up with over 400 yards. But our emphasis coming in this week was stopping a run, and I thought we did that. And, you know, we played great red zone defense got takeaways.
London. Early in the season, you lost some key players on both, particularly on the defense side, with Arakpo, Carricker in particular. You've had some younger players often fill those roles. You've had younger players take on both sides of the field, particularly RG3. What is the difference in the atmosphere of the clubhouse with a lot of these younger players stepping up to fill some key roles this year?
Well, you know, in this NFL, in the NFL, injuries are going to happen. You have to be ready, whoever the next guy is. You're one play away or two plays away, depending on where you are on the depth chart. You know, guys, I think one of the great things is the management front office, they've done a great job of adding depth to our roster. In the past, I don't think we would have been able to withstand those injuries, losing a Arakpo, losing a Carricker, and some of the other guys we would lose. Especially, you know, think about Pierre not playing today, but, you know, we got depth at the wide receiver position. I think that's been great about just seeing the young talent that we have on this football team and guys stepping in and playing roles, you know, when given an opportunity.
We've done a pretty good job of criticizing your secondary this year, but today another touchdown by them. Madu's pick, what did you see happen there? And is he as good an open field runner as you are?
You know what? I got a couple touchdowns in my career, so, you know, I don't know if he's as good as I am, but anytime you get into the end zone, that's great. What happened, we were showing a pressure, dropped back into a zone defense. We did a great job of really taking away Ponder's initial reads, buy some time. I think the pass rusher was able to get to him, force him to step up and throw the ball off target. A dude was standing there, and he caught the ball and was able to, you know, got some great blocking and got into the end zone. Man, you know, I think it's huge. Our fans deserve it. You know, we've played some good defense, good games, but we haven't played for 60 minutes. We've given up some wins in the last fourth quarter of games, especially late. Today we finished the game, closed the game out. You know, it was huge. It's good to finally win at home. What we want to create is an environment when teams come in here. They know it's going to be a long day. You know, I still would like the crowd to be louder. You know, I think, they still teams can get a little bit comfortable, take the crowd out of them. So I would like for our stadium to be even more hostile. You know, when you come in here, let's be loud. Let's get some false starts on the opponent's offense. So from that standpoint, I'm asking the fans to be even louder, especially on third down situation. You know, when we go on the road, that's what happens. So, you know, be louder, fans, and I think we'll play better. As loud as I want them, as loud as they were when Robert scored that touchdown. That's how loud I want our fans to be.
You talked about the contagious energy that Robert has, but a lot of people would say that, you know, with you and the steadiness that you bring, it kind of evens it out. Do you think that this team right now has the mixture of the youth and, you know, the experience to get through the next couple of games and whatnot?
Yes, I think so. Coach Shanahan always talks about character. You know, that's one of the big things he's really emphasizes, just getting the right character guys in here. And sometimes, you know, that word can kind of, you know,
be tossed around and gotten people not really understand what he means by that. It's just about having guys who do things the right way, who are professional, who come to work, who are not concerned about a lot of other things, statistics, who gets credit, who things like that. You know, again, I think it's a great mix of young talent. You know, I'm one of the old guys, I guess probably the oldest guy on the team. And, you know, being around these young guys, they keep me enthused, keep me excited about the game. And what right now I'm just trying to impart as much to them, you know, as I can, you know, especially I look at a guy like Perry. I'm trying to give him as much information as possible. So, you know, eventually, you know, he'll be able to take that next step as a player and, you know, some of the other guys. And I think we do have a great balance.